The nation's real gross domestic product, or GDP, dropped by a surprisingly large 2.9% during the first quarter of 2014. Last winter was a lot worse than we thought.
You're listening to WDIY's Economic Pulse with Dr. Cameron Afshar.
The Bureau of Economic Analysis released its newest revision of the first quarter of 2014's GDP, and it showed a whopping 2.9% drop in the growth rate. Okay, before getting any further, let's first see what the GDP is. GDP measures the output of goods and services produced by labor and property located in the United States. And real GDP measures the same thing after adjustment for inflation. This is currently the best measure of economic activity that we have. However, this method is based on U.S. economy's production structure of the 1950s, which was composed of significantly larger manufacturing base and a much, much smaller and substantially more focused service industries. A simple way of calculating GDP is to add up its four major components, which are consumer expenditures, private investment, government expenditures, and net exports. Most economists did expect to see investment in buildings to drop during the winter months due to the extreme winter weathers. And as it so happens, during the first quarter, private investment dropped significantly in comparison to last year, particularly in the area of investment in structures and residential properties. And it dropped a lot more than expected. Personal consumption expenditures, which generates more than two-thirds of our GDP, increased during the first quarter. However, a lot less than expected. Bad weather also affected personal expenditures. Demand for non-durable goods dropped significantly during the first quarter. Unlike demand for durable goods, demand for non-durable goods, like a Sunday brunch, is for a specific time, and delay usually wipes it out. So, while there are expectations that most of the lost demand for durable goods during the first quarter will be revived during the balance of the year, the lost demand for non-durables is actually gone. Government expenditures also dropped during the first quarter, further reducing the GDP. The drop in the first quarter GDP was significantly more than expected. To get a handle on how much 2.9% is, let's compare it to previous quarters' growth. Only in two out of the last eight quarters did the economy grow at a higher rate than 2.9%. So even if we have a great second quarter, something we actually expect, still the first half growth will remain very low. While 2014's growth will most probably end up below 3%, the GDP is expected to grow at 3+% for the last three quarters of the year. And that will really feel like recovery. This is Cameron Afshar with Economic Pulse from WDIY.
For program support of WDIY, we thank Lafayette Ambassador Bank, the Air Products Foundation, Knoll, Crayola, Just Born, and the Martin Guitar Charitable Foundation.
For program support of WDIY, we thank Lehigh County, Northampton County, and the Corporation for Public Broadcasting.